Cleaning up the site will cost millions, particularly because of the PCBs used in lubricating oil in the plant. There are still companies using some of the buildings, although they don't employ the thousands who once worked there for nearly a century, starting as a plant which built the Chevy. Albany and Washington have cleaned up one part of the site and are looking at millions of dollars to clean a large part of the old auto plant. Charles Davis was in a meeting last night in the Delavan Grider Community Center.
I'm here for the information about the cleanup. My dad used to work at the Chevy plant years ago, and then when they closed the plant, there was a lot of PCBs and things of that nature because I know it was the plant. So now, I'm talking about 30 years later, I want to see what they're going to do as far as the cleanup, and I live right across the street from there, or right behind there.
DEC engineers say they've completed a preliminary project drilling wells along a giant Buffalo Sewer Authority sewer to pump contaminated groundwater out of the ground and up into a treatment plant on the surface. Then that material is put into the sewer line when there is no rain or snowmelt to make sure the waste goes to the treatment plant on Bird Island. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.